you've looked into these events concerning the sale of goods intended for charities, but instead being used for party political purposes. What was wrong with that, in your opinion? What would you like to see happen now?
I believe that the charity which donated the products to the Labour Party had broken charity commission rules in accepting the products. I believe that the Labour Party had broken electoral law, and I'm going to be reporting the matters to the police and the Charities Commission. What I would like to happen is for the Labour Party to launch a full investigation into how their election candidates in Ramsgate were able to secure products, charitably donated products, that were destined for the use of homeless and deprived people, to then go and sell them to raise money for their election campaign. We need to know exactly what went wrong and why. These people, the candidate and the election agent, should have had training and should have had understood what the election law said, and I'm amazed that they appear not to have done. So that all needs to be looked into. The other issue I'm really concerned about is the moral and ethical issue. Irrespective of what the law might say about taking charities from donations from charities, I think anybody with a modicum of understanding and reasonableness would recognise immediately that it's absolutely morally wrong to take goods destined for charity, to then sell those goods and use that money for your own political career.
Karen Constantine has apologised unreservedly, said she made a mistake and held her hands up to that mistake. Isn't that enough to draw a line under it?
She's not apologised to the people who were depending on those charitable donations. She's not said a word about that. And also, as well, she's a very, very experienced Labour politician. She's stood in two elections, to the best of my knowledge. She's a member of a Labour Party regional board. She's also a magistrate and a serving Thanet district councillor. And I would have thought that anybody in such exalted positions, such important public positions, would realise that they shouldn't have done what they did. You don't have to be the brains of Britain to know when something is morally wrong, especially if you're in exalted public positions like Karen Constantine. It's bang out of order.
It's obvious that they were unaware of the potential problems this would cause, because they didn't exactly try to hide it or conceal it. They were very open about the fact that they were selling these goods. That does indicate that they genuinely didn't have any kind of knowledge of the laws around donation.
Well, I mean, the Labour Party are going to be in the best position to answer that. I would imagine that their election agent, Cass Peat, would have almost certainly have had election agent training in the last few months. So there's no excuse. The law itself says there is no excuse for ignorance. And if you look at the guidance published by the Electoral Commission, it insists that election candidates and election agents make themselves fully conversant with election law before they start campaigning.